You're listening to the audio production of The Spirit of Justice, True Stories of Faith, Race, and Resistance by Jamar Tisby. Published by Zondervan and read by the author. A note before we begin. Don't forget to download the accompanying enhancement PDF from your audiobook provider. It contains photos and will be referred to throughout as the enhancement. To all those who are weary and heavy laden, be encouraged. Chapter 1, The Spirit of Justice. Merle Evers Williams had salt and pepper black hair cropped short, and she wore a patterned red and black scarf draped across her shoulders like a queen's robe. She held herself with such regal dignity that the wheelchair she sat upon seemed to become a throne. She spoke with a deliberateness and profundity that made us all lean forward to catch every utterance. We were in Jackson, Mississippi. I was part of a group of journalists and writers who had been granted a private audience with this legend of the civil rights movement on the grand opening day of the Mississippi Civil Rights Museum on December 9, 2017. The occasion was packed with political baggage. The president at the time, Donald J. Trump, had hinted that he might attend the grand opening of the museum. His presence there, as a man who had often trafficked in racist tropes and prejudices, represented an affront to the museum's mission to accurately tell the racist history of the state of Mississippi and be part of the effort to move beyond it. Notable invitees, such as Congressman Benny Thompson of Mississippi and John Lewis of Georgia, declined to attend because of Trump's presence. Merle Evers Williams, however, still spoke at the event. At 84 years old, Merle Evers Williams still sounded a note of hope in her public remarks. "Going through the museums, I wept because I felt the blows. I felt the bullets. I felt the tears. I felt the cries. But I also sensed the hope that dwelt in all those people," she said. Her dedication to justice and interracial fellowship was improbable, given what she had experienced. Most people know Merle Evers Williams as the widow of Medgar Evers, the NAACP field secretary of Mississippi, who was gunned down in his driveway by a white supremacist. Born in 1925 in Decatur, Mississippi, Medgar Evers became the first field secretary for the Mississippi branch of the NAACP in 1954. The Mississippi movement had been persistent but lacked unified leadership until Evers came to the helm. Evers helped organize black people in the wake of the Brown v. Board of Education decision. After the lynching of Emmett Till in 1955, Evers dressed up as a field hand to blend in and put people at ease as he gathered eyewitness accounts. He championed people like James Meredith, helping Meredith get admitted to the University of Mississippi, and organized economic boycotts. Medgar and Merle met at college in Mississippi, and they became co-laborers in the NAACP and civil rights activism. Both of them shared a strong sense of justice, a deep affection for one another, and an abiding faith in God. In the aftermath of her husband's death, Merle Evers Williams became a renowned activist in her own right. She moved her family to California, where she twice ran for Congress. She led the NAACP as the chairperson of their board of directors for several years. She delivered the invocation at Barack Obama's second presidential inauguration and received numerous accolades for her contributions to civil rights along the way. Now she was back in her home state of Mississippi, addressing crowds at the museum that exhibited the same gun used to murder her husband more than half a century prior. After the public portion of the grand opening, she took time to answer our questions in a smaller gathering. One journalist asked her about the state of race relations today. "I'm glad I was recording, because her words helped inspire this book. I see something today that I hoped I would never see again. That is prejudice, hatred, negativism that comes from the highest points across America," she told us. Then, with the candor that comes with old age, she said,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?